Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. A group of protesters from around the world plan on marching to the border of the Gaza Strip to demand an end to Israel's blockade of aid and relief. On June 15th, delegates from 60 countries will meet in Cairo, Egypt. They are activists, members of unions, healthcare workers, social workers, and everyday civilians. The group will march to where Egypt borders Gaza near the city of Rafah. At the moment, over 2,000 people are expected to join. Approximately 75 to 120 of those people will be Canadians. One of those Canadians will be Montrealer Safa Shabi.
In Cairo, all delegation, they will meet there. After that, we will organize ourselves the next day to go to Arish. And there is buses and different collaboration with local organization. And after that, making march to Rafah and to demand really opening the border for the aid.
CJLO met Shabi at a press conference on June 5th, where multiple groups, including Labor for Palestine, Independent Jewish Voices, and Shabi's group, Divest for Palestine, were endorsing the march.
This one, it's really different because this one is happening there, in the border of Gaza, so that's something very direct, that one. And the other one is international one. There is more than 60 countries will participate. It's a voice of all human being all over the world, and it's especially a voice of citizen and the civil society, because our government all over the world also are not acting.
The World Health Organization reported recently that the entire population of Gaza, 1.2 million people, are experiencing prolonged food shortages as a result of Israel's blockade. They report that with every day the blockade continues, the risk of famine increases. On June 3rd, in Rafah Center, 27 Palestinians were gunned down by IDF soldiers while seeking aid, according to reports from the Associated Press. This international march to Gaza won't be far from the site of this massacre. Shabi says it's a risk she's willing to take.
I think here in Montreal, and I think it's the same thing for everywhere, we tried different things. We tried demo, we tried like petition, we encampment. We make lots of things here, but the government still not making action. So that's why we decide to make action by ourselves and going there to open the blockers and let the aid to enter for Palestinian.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.